The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat present Marion and Jim Jordan as Fibber McGee and Molly with Bill Thompson, Jimmy Shields, and Billy Mills Orchestra. The show opens with Rise and Shine. For most of us, these are the bad weather days, and that means that floors come in for more than their usual punishment, kitchen floors especially. The milkman, the delivery boy, your own children track in and out. And if it weren't for Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat, you'd be down on your knees half the time keeping your kitchen floor clean. With Glow Coat on your linoleum, the job is easy. Wet footprints and stains are quickly wiped up with a damp cloth. Glow Coat is a protection, guarding the linoleum against wear and preserving the colors in all their fresh beauty. And, of course, there's practically no work at all to applying Glow Coat. It's self-polishing. It shines while it dries without any rubbing or buffing. You simply apply and let dry. In 20 minutes, you have a sparkling floor, easy to keep clean, and you've saved yourself hours of work. Johnson's self-polishing Glow Coat is a labor saver for your wood floors, too, varnished or painted. Save yourself the work of floor scrubbing. Take life easier by using Johnson's Glow Coat, the easy-to-use floor polish. Shakespeare, who said, "Beware the Ides of March, for then, varlet, ye will pay double if caught with ye last year's license plates." And so, here, approaching the Auto License Bureau, we find Fibber McGee and Molly.
Boy, I sure hate to get a new license just when I got the old one memorized.
I never could memorize it. How'd you ever do it, dearie?
Well, it was kind of tough, but I done it. I can even give it to you backwards.
Wow.
987-456-G-12.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, what is it forward?
Search me. All you got to do is write that down on a thin piece of paper and hold it up to the light.
Well, excuse me, buddy. Could you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
You betcha, bud. Here. Hey, how'd you get that black eye?
I was in a fight.
Oh.
I seen a cigar stub on the sidewalk, and another guy jumped me claim, see? I claims it was mine, and he claims it was his.
Oh, heavenly days, how disgusting. Are you sure it was yours?
Lady, it was nobody else's butt. Yeah, thanks, Doc.
Nobody else's butt. I hope the next time he toes a stub, he stubs his toe.
Oh. Oh, say, look, McGee, all the people waiting in line for licenses. Why, we'll be all day getting up to the counter.
Oh, no, we won't. Just follow me and act nonchalant. We'll walk right up to the head of the line. Here, hold my hat.
But now, McGee...
Now, quiet, Molly, take it easy and follow me. Excuse me, folks. I left my hat in here when I got my license.
Excuse me.
Well, nice work, McGee. Here's your hat.
Thanks. I was afraid you'd drop it in front of that crowd. And I'd hate to get caught with my hat down.
Oh, my goodness. Look who's just leaving the counter, McGee.
Well, well, Mrs. Uppington. Page 14 in the American Album of Familiar Faces.
Gosh. Oh, how do you do, Mrs. Uppington? So nice to see you.
Well, how do you do, Mrs. McGee? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, Uppy.
Imagine meeting you here, Mrs. Uppington.
Yes, imagine.
Small world, ain't it?
Yes, positively stuffy at times.
My goodness, Mrs. Uppington, are all those license plates yours? What are you planning to do, shingle the garage?
Oh, no, my dear. But I insist that my chauffeur put on clean license plates every time he washes the car. They do get so dirty, you know.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yeah, and you got to watch out for garter runs in your radiator hose, too. Yes, can't keep a car too dainty, I always say.
Is that what you always say?
That's what I always say.
Really? Don't you get tired of it? Oh, but look here, Mrs. McGee, at my new license numbers. They all have 23 on them.
Oh.
Yes, my numerologist says I vibrate to the number 23.
Oh, you don't say, Mrs. Uppington. Isn't that interesting? Now, McGee says he simply shakes for a 7 or 11. Tell me, Mrs. Uppington, who is your numerologist?
Oh, I go to the Swami Svengali. They say such splendid things about him, really.
I don't know about him, Uppy. I think somebody's been giving you a bum steer. Good joke, eh, Uppy?
No, Mr. McGee, just a medium joke. Goodbye.
Her and her fortune tellers.
Incidentally, Molly, you know why all them fortune tellers wear a towel around their heads?
No, why?
Well, being experts on the future, they always try to look like the morning after. Don't you get it, Molly? I said...
Ain't funny, McGee.
I know it. Years ago, a fortune teller told me I'd never get that gag across. Well, come on, Molly. Let's get our license. Hey, Bud, how about a little service?
Yes, we want some license plates, sir.
Yes, madam. Have you a pink slip?
No, it's more of a peach color with a... Oh! Oh! I beg your
pardon. He means the application, Molly.
Oh, yes.
Here you are, Bud.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I see your car's a 1916 model.
Yeah, that was a leap year, so we bought a puddle jumper.
Very well. Here you are, sir. $16. $8 a plate.
Wow, $8 a plate. What is this, a Jackson Day dinner? Okay, Bud, here you are. Well, let's go, Molly.
Oh, unwrap them, dearie. Let's see what number we got.
Okay. Oh, boy. WB9634-867-G-17-Q-6 7/8. Boy, this is wonderful.
Well, what's so wonderful about that?
What motor cop can write that down without making a mistake? Shucks, I didn't... Hey.
What's the matter?
Where's our car? Our car's gone. Somebody stole our car.
Heavenly day.
Oh, Molly, I got to report this to the police right away.
All right. You do that whilst I run across the street and pay the gas bill.
Dad, Brad, what's so important about paying the gas bill?
Well, it's the October bill, and I want to get the discount.
Go ahead. You run over to the gas company, and I'll stop in the Puff cigar store here and phone. I'll meet you right outside the Puff.
All right,
dearie. Dad, rat, the dad-ratted rattle trap. Hey, Gus, let me use your phone, will you? Somebody just swiped my car.
Sure, Fibber. Help yourself.
Thanks. Hello, operator. Give me the police department. Oh, is that you, Mert? How's every little thing, Mert? Says, eh? What's, eh? Your brother. He broke a leg and they had to shoot him, eh?
Who did, Fibber?
Mert's brother, the one that works in the music store. He broke a leg off a grand piano and they had to shoot him another one from the factory. Oh, ain't you going to laugh, Gus?
Huh? Oh, sure.
Hey, Mert, give me the police, quick. Thanks. Hello, police? I want to report a stolen car. Huh? Fibber McGee, 79 Muspel Vista. No, just now. It was parked just south of 14th and Oak. Yeah, near the corner of Might and Main. Yeah. Description? Well, I'm warning you, you'll have a hard time spotting my car because I just polished it with Johnson's car new. Okay, just a commercial. Well, you'll recognize it by the right front fender. Huh? No, it fell off in 1932. Now, put it on the radio, will you, officer? Okay. You better tell Winchell, too. Thanks, boys. Goodbye. Well, much obliged, Gus.
You're welcome.
Oh, there you are, McGee. What took you so long?
Mert. But I phoned the cops, Molly, and they'll be right after...
Oh, McGee, I found the car. You see it halfway down the street there?
Where? Oh, well, I'll be a gap in the dialogue.
You sure will.
I surely was. They brung it back, Molly.
They didn't know such a thing. It wasn't stolen.
What you mean? We parked it halfway along the line of people waiting for licenses, didn't we?
Certainly, but while we were inside, the line got twice as long.
Oh, that's it. Well, that's a good thing. If that car was really stolen, I'd play Billy a...
Play Billy what?
That's all. Just play Billy. Got the old license plates all off, Molly.
Oh, that's fine. Yep. How long will it take to put the new ones on?
I'll have to wait till I get home to put the new ones on. I busted the string I had the old ones tied on with. Oh, come on, get in the car, Molly.
Wait a minute, McGee. Who's that man coming this way?
Oh, well, that's Mr. What is his name? I can't think of it.
His face is certainly familiar, but I can't place him.
Me either. I know just as well. I'll find out as I talk to him.
Well, hello there, Mr. McGee. Hello, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, hello there. Hi, Bud. Oh, glad to see you again.
And how's every little thing with you, Mr. McGee?
Oh, just fine, Bud, just fine. How's everything with you?
Oh, same old thing. You know how it is.
Oh, sure. Sure, you bet. I know how it is.
How is it?
Why, Bud, we ought to see more of each other. Where can I get hold of you these days?
Well, I'm still at the same old place.
Oh, yeah. Same old place, eh? Oh, that's great. Nothing like being in the same old place, is there? No, sure, nothing like it. Say, you better give me that phone number again. I never can remember it.
Oh, don't worry about my phone number, Mr. McGee. You can always find it in the book.
Oh, that's right. Silly of me. Well, you give me a ring sometime, Bud. We must have lunch together.
Swell idea.
Yeah?
Usual place?
Sure. Usual place. Well, so long, kid.
Well, so long, Mr. McGee. Goodbye, Mrs. McGee.
Goodbye, Mr. Goodbye.
Dad, Reddit, who is he?
Well, don't you know yet?
No. I know that guy as well as I know my own brother.
You haven't got a brother.
Oh, that's right. I haven't, have I? Maybe that's why I can't place him.
That's it.
Oh, well, it'll come to me. Well, get in the car, Molly. We better get going home.
Hello there, Johnny. Hello, daughter. How about a lift? Which way are you going?
Which way are you going, Mr. Oldtimer?
Ask you first.
Well, we're going east, Oldtimer. Hop in.
Thanks, Johnny. I'm going west, so I'll sit facing backward. What you been doing?
Oh, waiting for a sound effect. Just got our new license plates, Oldtimer.
Is that so?
Yep.
Just been getting me a plate, too.
Is that so? License?
Nope.
Dental?
Nope.
Printing?
Nope. Give up?
Yes. What kind of a plate did you get?
Blue.
Well, I certainly fell for that one.
Hey!
You kind of got me there, Oldtimer. As the suit says, when it was handed down from father to son, it looks like I've been taken in.
That's pretty good, Johnny. But that ain't the way I heard it.
No.
heard it. One feller says to t'other feller, says, did you see me take that last corner on two wheels? Nope, says t'other feller. Ain't that kind of risky? Not for me, says the first feller. I've been riding this bicycle for years. Hey, slow down and leave me off, kid.
Okay.
Well, much obliged for the lift, Johnny. See you Tuesday.
That old fossil, I'm getting so I feel pretty strongly about meeting him weekly.
Oh, look out, McGee. Red light.
Okay,
stop.
Okay.
Oh, McGee, look, there's Mr. Wilcox.
Huh? Where?
In that car that just pulled up beside us. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Wilcox.
What's he trying to say? I can't make out a word of it.
Well, no wonder. Our wind is closed. Let it down.
I can't. There's no handle on it.
Well, we've got to hear what he's saying. He's all excited about something.
Give me that monkey wrench. I'll open the window.
Here.
Thanks.
I say, traffic lights always remind me of Johnston's self-polishing glow coat. Stop and go. Stop worrying about your housework and go out to a movie. Stop that old-fashioned scrubbing and go modern the glow coat way. You get the idea, Fibber?
And to think I busted a window for this.
Well, you see, we want every housewife to know how to have a sparkling, easy-to-clean kitchen floor. Give your linoleum a facial treatment with Johnson's self-polishing glow coat, girls, and you'll get a permanent rave from your friends. Ask anybody that uses it, and you'll find it.
Aha, saved by the bell.
Well, so long, folks.
You know, McGee, I think Mr. Wilcox is the most enthusiastic salesman I ever knew.
I'll say so. He's terrific in traffic.
Oh. Look, McGee, here comes a motorcycle policeman. Let's make a wish.
What do you mean, make a wish?
Well, that's the first star we've seen tonight.
All right, you old, pull over to the curb.
Gotta get them brakes fixed.
To say nothing of this cop.
Well, gangbuster, what, if anything, is on your mind?
If any.
Get out of that car, both of you. No tricks. You're driving a stolen car.
I am not. This is my car. I reported it stolen, and I found I just forgot where I parked it.
Why, sure. Sure. We were going to call the police just as soon as we got home.
Sure.
That's what they all say. Now walk slowly ahead of me over to that call box. Well, I telephoned for the Trump wagon.
Now, wait a minute, officer. This is all a mistake. I'm Fibber McGee.
Oh, sure.
Sure.
And I'm Rudy Valley. Hi-ho, everybody.
Now, you'll be sorry for this, officer. Show him some identification, dearie.
Okay, I will. I show him my elk's tooth. Oh. Oh, shucks, I ain't got a thing with me. I left all my papers in my other suit.
Go on with you. Anybody with two suits wouldn't be wearing the one you got on. I'll come along with you. No more of your gab.
Now, you listen here. I'll sue the whole dad-ratted police force for this. What's your shield number, officer?
What?
We want your shield number.
Oh, the shield number is over the rainbow. We can hear it while we wait for the wagon.
Okay. The number shields. Sing, Jimmy.
Upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top. That's where you'll find. little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I?
All right, you, step up to the desk.
Leap up to the desk.
You're charged with driving a stolen car.
Well, now listen, it's all a mistake, officer. That was our own car.
Look here, I'm Fibber McGee, and I'm a well-known citizen in this town.
How about you, madam? Who do you claim you are?
I'm Mrs. Fibber McGee.
Still sticking to your story, eh?
I've been stuck with that one for 25 years. And if you'll give me just 1 hour to find somebody to identify us, I'll prove it.
Yeah, all right, I'll give you a break. 1 hour.
And now, McGee, if I can't find anybody by midnight, I'll send over your pajamas.
Okay, you better make it my stripe at once. Now, look here, my fine feathered friend. I don't want to threaten nobody, but if I ain't out of here inside of 2 hours...
What'll happen?
I wish I knew.
Go sit down.
Okay, bud.
Precinct Station, Lieutenant Brorby.
Yes? Oh, hello there. Oh, yeah. Sure. How's it with you? Oh, fine. Sure. Okay. What? Oh, that's pretty good. So long, Mert.
Hey, was that Mert? Hey, she can identify
oh,
me.
Oh, she can, eh? How do you know Mert?
Why, shucks, I talk to her on the phone pretty near every day. Me and Mert are old pals.
Oh, you are.
I guess she just gets lonesome for somebody to talk... Hey, put that gun down. What did I do? I didn't...
That was my wife I was talking to.
Oh, well, I meant Mert, the telephone operator. Oh, forget it, bud. I just thought of just a slip of the... Oh,
hello there, Mr. Boomer.
Ah, there, Lieutenant. Just dropped in to make a little contribution to the police pension fund. Here you are, $1,000.
Well, thank you very much.
Hey, Boomer, you can tell us...
Quiet what... there, you. The boys will appreciate this very much, Mr. Boomer. They've been working very hard lately. The bank robbery last night, you know.
Yes, I know. Terrible crime, wasn't it? And to think that rascals like that go unpunished, I hope.
Listen, Boomer, tell the lieutenant who I am, will you? I want to get out of here.
You know this man, Mr. Boomer?
Come to think of it, his face is familiar. There might have been something I ate. What does he say his name is?
Fibber McGee, and you know it.
McGee. Now, let me see. I have such a large circle of acquaintances, it makes me a little dizzy. Let me look in my address book. Oh, where did I put that address book? Have it right here someplace.
Come on, Boomer. Just because we've never been warm friends is no reason to leave me in the cooler.
Don't be so crusty, Shortening Bread. Have my address book right here someplace. Address book. Here's a bottle of fingerprint remover. Removes fingerprints from loose diamonds. Also removes the diamonds. And sometimes the fingers. Here's a repossessed toupee. The owner was snatched bald-headed. Box of sachet powder tied up with a ragged shoestring. Ah, yes, lavender and old laces. Here's a slave bracelet. I set it free from a jewelry store night before last. Pair of loaded dice. Those are the bones I have a feeling in I'm going to win some money this evening. And a check for a short beer. Well, imagine that. No address book.
Oh, listen, Boomer, help me.
Now I'll have to start all over. Write down my friends' names. Write down their addresses. Wonder where I live myself. Oh, yes, write down my alley. Well, good day, Lieutenant. So long, Bill Hook.
Mr. Boomer certainly appreciates how hard we work. Every time there's a bank robbery, he donates a lot of money to the pension fund.
Oh, he does he? Well, if you can't make a simple deduction any better than that, I pity you on March 15th.
Oh, be quiet. I have work to do.
Yeah, you'll have more work to do when my wife gets back.
Here I am, dearie.
Oh, there, you see. Well, what luck, Molly?
Oh, everything's all right, McGee. I've got Mr. Gildersleeve with me.
Oh.
Come on in, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Thank you. And now, will you tell me what this is all about?
I didn't tell him what I wanted him for, dearie. I was afraid he wouldn't do it.
Oh, he'll do it all right. Won't you, Gildy, old man, old pal?
Do what? What is this?
How do you do, Mr. Gildersleeve? We've arrested this man on a charge of possessing a stolen car.
Oh, you have, eh? Yeah, whose car did he steal?
Belongs to someone named Fibber McGee.
Fibber McGee, huh?
Oh, cut it out, Gildersleeve. How can you laugh when I'm sitting here like a bird in a gilded cage?
Who reported this car stolen, Lieutenant?
It was Fibber McGee, sir.
Fibber McGee, huh?
But the funniest part of all, Mr. Gildersleeve, is this. The prisoner claimed that he's Fibber McGee.
Now, Mr. Gildersleeve, that isn't neighborly.
Oh, come on, Gildersleeve. How can you forget me? Don't you remember the way I stole your dress suit last week?
What's that? You stole what? You stay out of this. You're only a cop. It's none of your business what I stole.
Sorry, I didn't mean to be personal.
Better. Now, Gildersleeve, go ahead and identify me.
Can you do it, sir?
Of course I can. Officer, this man is the most unreliable little prevaricator in the state. An irresponsible little squirt who's continually involved in all sorts of scrapes and messes. Incidentally, he's also Fibber McGee.
Well, thanks for identifying me, Gildersleeve. But you didn't have to be so specific.
Well, thank goodness. Now you can go home, dearie.
Not so fast, Mrs. McGee. The charge still stands against your husband until we straighten this out.
What?
But here's what I'll do. I know Mr. Gildersleeve personally. I'll release your husband in his custody.
Yes.
Will you take the responsibility, Mr. Gildersleeve?
My custody, eh? Yes, all right, I'll do it.
Thank you, sir. And remember, McGee, you are to report to Mr. Gildersleeve every morning and night.
Yes, sir.
And you're to obey any orders he may give you.
Yes, sir.
If you don't, you'll be remanded to jail at once.
Yes, sir.
You may go now.
Thanks, bud.
Oh, no, Mr. McGee, the other door, please. That door leads to the cell block.
I know it, but if it's a choice between a clink and a clunk, I'll take the clink. Lock me up.
Molly will be back in just a moment. In the meantime, I'd like to make a suggestion that I know will be very helpful to many of you. It's this. Protect your windowsills with genuine Johnson's wax. Then when snow or rain come in the open window at night, you simply wipe off the sill and the finish is as good as ever. Soot and dirt wipe off easily, too. Protecting windowsills is just one of the 100 extra uses listed right on the Johnson's wax package. Try waxing your tabletops, painted woodwork, parchment lampshades, luggage, and other leather goods. The wax protects the surfaces from scratches and wear, keeps them from drying out, and saves hours of cleaning. Besides this protection, genuine Johnson's wax adds rich, mellow beauty to your home. Johnson waxed floors grow more beautiful with every application. Cleaning is easier throughout the year, but be sure to ask for the genuine Johnson's wax, paste or liquid, used by careful housekeepers for over 50 years.
Folks, you've just heard the 232nd broadcast in the Johnson Wax series.
Hi, mister.
Oh, don't bother me now, little girl. I'm making an announcement. We're going off the air.
Gee, for good?
No. just for tonight. And take that pleased expression off your face. I'll go away. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, mister.
Oh, what do you want?
You know that candy rabbit you gave me for Christmas and remember?
Yeah, what about it?
Got any more?
Well, I haven't. You think I always carry candy rabbits around with me?
Mm-hmm.
I says, no, I haven't. What'd you do with the one I gave you Christmas?
Well, I carried it around and played with it and took it to school with me and slept with it and showed it to everybody and finally got so darn dirty I had to eat it.
Good night.
Good night, all.
This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for the makers of Johnson's Wax and Johnson's Self-Polishing Glow Coat Racing Wisconsin, inviting you all to join us again next Tuesday night at this same time. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.